At the Kennedy Center, the President of the United States was heckled, and I mean heckled hard. It has been a theme. And look, he deserves all of it. And the irony in this video is he went to Les Miserables. If you know anything about it, you'll catch my drift.
We're learning more about the auto worker who President Trump flipped off during his tour of the Ford truck factory in Dearborn, Michigan. This is what triggered the controversy. The guy heckled Trump about the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. Trump yelled back, blank you, before giving him the middle finger. And here's that 40-year-old worker. His name is TJ Cibula, and he tells the Washington Post he has definitely no regrets whatsoever. I don't feel as though fate looks upon you often, and when it does, you better be ready to seize the opportunity, Cibula says. And today, I think I did that.
From the workers at a Ford plant, where he was touring for a photo op, someone in the crowd decided to give him a heckle, and he responded as how, of course, so many presidents have in years past.
Trump is the Hitler of our time! Free DC! Free Palestine! Trump is the Hitler of our time! Free DC! Free Palestine! Trump is the Hitler of our time! Free DC!
To the citizens of Washington, D.C. at a restaurant while the occupation was happening and, of course, is still ongoing.
Isn't that a shame? You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens. In many cases, drug lords, murderers all over our country, they're blocking the removal of these people out of our country, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
One of the best in Congress, Minnesota's Ilhan Omar, did the same at the State of the Union.
Likewise, small business optimism saw its single largest one-month gain ever recorded, a 41-point jump.
Members are directed to uphold and maintain decorum in the House and to cease any further disruptions. That's your warning. Members are engaging in willful and continuing breach of decorum, and the chair is prepared to direct the sergeant at arms to restore order to the joint session. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
Along with Texas Democrat Al Green.
You can either nominate us and put us in the position or give us your votes. I would say nominate or give us your votes.
Even some libertarians booed him in the buildup to the election. Obviously, didn't matter.
Built a golf course just to miss this green.
That's right. It's an easy one to miss.
That swing looks a little broken. Was it made in China?
I don't know. too much is managed.
Yeah.
What would your followers say if you hit this left?
Oh,
there we go.
I don't know about that, guys.
Oh. He almost had it.
The boys at Country Club Adjacent did some light heckling on the golf course. His lawyers, meanwhile.
Sexual assault and rape is the same thing.
Neanderthal. You're a Neanderthal.
Thank you.
You talk of piece. Neanderthal, beast. Your boss is a coward.
Yep.
Your boss is a coward.
Where is Trump? Trump's a coward.
Thank you very much.
With attorney Joe Tacopina would receive it as well, cutting short a presser because he defended POTUS during the civil trial involving E. Jean Carroll. Yeah, dude deserved it too. You know, as I was putting this together, I was thinking of all the other places that Donald Trump has been heckled. And one thing that stood out to me was a Trump ally who he wanted to name as attorney general until serious backlash took place. And that was one former Florida congressman and current host on a far-right network, Matt Gaetz. Does anybody recall when Lauren Windsor, formerly of this company, was questioning him as he left some meeting building, doesn't really matter, and she kept yelling over and over again, Matt Gaetz, are you a pedophile? Matt Gaetz, are you a pedophile? Matt Gaetz, are you a pedophile? That video is not only awesome, but I truly do believe that if this man is in public, that should also take place because we still haven't seen the full Epstein files. Considering what we have, there is strong evidence to indicate that the president is. But that is the energy that I would like to see. I would like to see the masses if he ever goes to a restaurant again, which he will not. But even at the Kennedy Center, I want to see it. And I want to hear it. Because that is what should take place for people like that.
Yeah. 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 He on the phone talking tough like a sitcom dad. All caps in the chat, little finger so mad. Bomb this, hit that, like a board game brag. Why the map got names that he barely can't flag. Golf cart general, tweet side strategy. Talking about war like it's brand new batteries. Change them, charge them, quick clip fantasy. Meanwhile, kids duck, dust, breathe gasoline. He say, maximum pressure, that's a phrase, not the plan. Heard it from a guy who heard it from a man. Oil on the brain camera in his hand. Turn the whole coastline to a campaign ad. Loose lips, tight sanctions. Whole world watching a tantrum. Talk big from a gold top mansion, but you can't bomb your way to an answer. Loose lips, tight sanctions. Real lives under those captions. Talk war like it's just transactions, but you can't bomb your way to an answer.
No, you can't.
He say, fire and fury like it's cable talk. Treat nukes like props in the lobby walk. Pull a pin from his tie, start redrawing chalk. Lines on lives, he will never have to walk. Rest for the base, got the crowd all deuce. Wave a flag, self-fear, cut truth loose. Stack chips off clips, talk peace in the suit. Leave vets with the bill and the folded salute. I ran on the screen, he just seeing the stage. Ancient streets, long prayers, real names, real age. But it's ratings, ratings all over the page. Flip whole histories for a 15-second raid. Loose lips, tight sanctions. Whole world watching a tantrum. Talk big from a gold top mansion, but you can't bomb your way to an answer. Loose lips, tight sanctions. Real lives under those captions. Talk war like it's just transactions, but you can't bomb your way to an answer.
No, you can't.